This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
And a good evening to you for Wednesday, May 8th, 2013. My name is Dr. Doug Kelly. I'm here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening, Doug. Glad to be here. It's going to be a fun show tonight.
Yep, we have a little bit of a different format we're going to be introducing. I'll talk about that in just a second. Let me give you the what's what about Metaphysical Universe. It's a weekly service and educational program of the Metaphysical Church of Humanistic Science. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. And in addition to this weekly program, we also have Metaphysics Institute, as well as NewAgeClass.com, where you can earn your bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees in metaphysics, specializing in a variety of areas, including spiritual counseling and coaching and holistic healing, paranormal science, and there's several others as well. For more information, visit metaphysicsinstitute.org or newageclass.com. Now, as I mentioned, we're going to start with a different format for our upcoming shows. We're going to, not only a format for the show itself, but also for the weeks. And so I'd like to kind of introduce that. We're going to continue with our introduction, as I just did, in our profession of beliefs, which I will do in just a moment. Then we'll have our topic discussion. And then we're going to, for most weeks, we're going to introduce a five-minute meditation, just a time to kick back and relax for 5 minutes and have a positive, you know, guided message, guided imagery type of thing. So we're going to do that somewhere around 35 minutes into the show, and then we'll have our concluding thoughts and wrap up the show. That's kind of the show format that we're going to go to. On a monthly basis, what we're going to do is the first week of the month, the first Wednesday of the month, we're going to have a metaphysical topic and, you know, on life skills, kind of what we've been doing all along. The second week of the month, we're going to do a show on psychic development and psychic readings, which is what we're doing tonight. The third week of the month, we're going to have metaphysical news updates. So we're going to talk about different things in the news, metaphysics-wise, and how they bear on our lives. And the fourth week, we're going to have a featured guest on a metaphysical topic. Now, this month, the fourth Wednesday, is going to be May 22nd, and we're going to have Dr. Bradford Neil Ivey on, who is a ufologist and a recent graduate at IMHS. We're going to talk about some of the more well-known cases in ufology, as well as some abduction cases, and just discuss ufology in general, and he'll share some of his thoughts. He is the part of MUFON. He's a part of the state directorship in Arkansas. I'm not sure. I can't remember if he's an assistant or the state director. I'm sure we'll find out on the 22nd. But he'll talk about some of his cases as well. So now there are going to be some months where there's going to be five Wednesdays in the month. And on that fifth, if there is such a month, which in this case, this month is that, we're not going to have a show on the fifth Wednesday of the month for those few months that have five Wednesdays. So that's our new format. I do have it posted on mchschurch.org. If you look over on the left navigation bar, you'll see Metaphysical Universe Radio, and then it kind of spells it out there. And, of course, four times a year we have our ceremonies, so that's going to be the show on the third week. We won't do the news updates that month. We'll do our ceremonies. So that's kind of the new lineup. Let's get into our profession of beliefs. The spiritual philosophy of MCHS Church is based upon nine principles of belief. These principles of belief are, number one, as sentient and evolving human beings, we not only believe in practicing and living by the principle do no harm, but also in the principle of do right, thus enhancing the vibrational level of humanity. Number two, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit to ultimately triumph in the face of any dilemma. The answers we seek already exist within us. Number three, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems, and believe the roots of those solutions lie in exploring, understanding, and empowering the human condition. Number four, we embrace the differences that make all human beings unique, recognizing that we all come from star material and are therefore equal, irrespective of heritage, beliefs, gender, or gender preference. One planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. Number 5. Rather than a supreme being, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. Number 6. We believe the nature of a human being encompasses both a physical and a spiritual aspect, and that human consciousness survives the death of the physical body in a coherent fashion. Thus, death opens a new chapter of life and conducts the individual into a higher state of existence. Number 7. We believe in self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will, and that these three synergistically create the goal of self-completeness. Number 8. We believe in the value of practical education in metaphysics, metapsychology, and life skills as a means of empowering the human spirit and enhancing the human condition. We maintain an open but grounded mind to potential realities as yet undescribed by science. And number 9, we believe that discovering the true nature of consciousness and human existentialism will ultimately have a positive impact on human evolution and peaceful coexistence. For more information on these principles of belief, as well as MCHS Church, please visit mchschurch.org. Now, we want to welcome, of course, everyone who's joining us live tonight, as well as those listening to the archives. If you are interested in having a psychic call in, is there any 714-59-3973? Provides in the chat room if you're got that up. So if you'd like that, please feel free to partake of that. We're going to also talk about psychic development in between the readings. So that's where we are at. Did I miss anything?
No, I think we got it. I really like our new show lineup, everybody. So it gives us a little bit more structure and you know, we like to change it up, too. We've been doing this a couple of years now, Doug. Wow.
I know, so
now we can get a bit of a, you know, we're all in a learning curve, too. But we're changing, we're evolving, and so this new format. I'm happy to be here, you know, it's not only supporting the show, but to do readings and to help everyone, with the help of Doug, of course, to develop intuition, you know, which is very different than sensory perception. We've talked about this before, but to explain a little bit more, everybody has this a radar. It's actually in the front part of the brain. But when we meet people or we're in environments, we get a vibe. And that can be logically explained. In my lingo, we call it ASP, which is auto-sensory perception. Some people are much more attuned that way, much more sensitive to vibes, vibrations from people or sensitivities. That's not necessarily a psychic experience. That's a perfectly logical physical response. So, you know, just so we're really clear, autosensory perception, everybody has that. Everybody also has an intuition, which is like a psychic energy, like we're all connected in the universe. So we get these you know, these messages kind of, I can't really explain it, Doug, except that some people call it tuning into the Akashic Records, if you will. So when there is no logical, physical explanation, it's psychic.
What do you call hearing voices in your head?
Yours or mine?
I don't know. Maybe ours will get together, you know, our people get together with their people and so on and so forth.
Well, I hear voices in my head all the time, but it's distinguishing my own thoughts, or what would be my own thoughts, from some thought that is foreign to me. Now, over the many years, of course, you know, our development expands and evolves, and I can hear the difference. I know the difference between a telepathy with other people. It's like very often, Doug, you and I haven't talked for a day or two or whatever, but we get a vibe about each other. It's like a connection, a telepathy. And so that's a psychic experience. But let's say I'm hearing spirits in my head, or, you know, people with no bodies, I like to call them, or getting other predictive kinds of predictions of what's to come, but not from a spirit, but it would be from another source. That's a psychic connection. So, you know, we use all kinds of vehicles when we're doing readings for people, or anybody who does readings knows that it's really much easier to have some kind of vehicle just to plug in rather than randomly. It's just real quick, easy. So I'm going to start right away, Doug. Is that all right with you?
Yes.
Casey wrote in the chat her birthday is the February 3rd, 1983. Now, that would be a birth path of 8, and without going into what that means, I add the February 3rd, 2013, and she's in a 2-year. Why I want to know the year she's born is to see how those numbers line up. Now, I've not heard of other numerologists doing this, but when I connect somebody's birth path number and or their name number, and then I look at the year they're in, I can see how there's a synchronicity. So right now, Casey being in a 2-year, she was a birth path of 8, I automatically know there was a lineup 3 years ago for her relationship with the outside world changed. So not only that, she was also in the age of 27 to 28. Every 7 years, there's a cycle change. So it would have been, you know, a lot going on in Casey's life 3 years ago. This year, last year and this year, is more productive. It's getting stuff done. Like, I mean, really getting busy, starting to accomplish things. In 2014, however, that's going to be a real good kick butt year for you, Casey. That's where things really come together. You'll be able to look back and see what's undone, what's not finished. You'll begin to really organize yourself and feel much more confident. This year, this is just a sensitivity that I have reading in between the numbers, if you will, because now I'm plugging in, that there's been just a bit of a confidence issue. The more you get done in this year, and the more you test yourself and step out again outside your boundaries. Let me clarify this. I think at one time you were a pretty confident young woman, and a few things kind of shook you up a little bit. Now you're getting that confidence back. So that's what I really want to say to you. I also see a really big heart over your name this summer. So your heart's beginning to open. You're getting your confidence back, that sensitivity. And you're just going to feel more centered in your heart. So the heart over your name also tells me about a relationship where things will start to get better in balance. So this is a pretty good year. I think you're going to feel better this year than you have for the last 3 years. Next year's way better. So
she's a recent graduate, Dr. Casey, and she also earned the Akasha Scholars Award, which is the highest award IMHS gives. So she did a bang up job.
Congratulations, Casey. See, sometimes I don't pay attention to all things with the school, although I should. So I didn't know you got the award. That's awesome. And congratulations on your doctoral. So I'm glad you just, Casey just wrote in there, she said, I can relate to all you said. Well, I'm glad. This is the thing about intuition, you just got to trust it. I've been doing this my whole life, so it's you just got to go with the flow and the first things that come to my mind about other people because I'm objective. So this is something else I would like to really reinforce to people. When you're emotionally attached to the young outcome, or whatever sensitivity that you might be feeling, it's going to be jaded. The more objective you can be, the less emotional that you can be, then the more accurate you'll be able to, and to be able to interpret it. Of course, that's important. So Shirley wrote her birthday in here, and April, which is the fourth month of 23 and 1960.
Happy birthday. Kind of.
Ah, yes, belated birthday greetings. So now, Shirley, you're a birth path of 7, which that unto itself, Whenever I see somebody with a birth path of 7, I go, "Oh, really?" Because, I mean, you are such an attention to detail kind of girl. You know, 7 doesn't like to miss anything. 7, so your karma, if there is, you know, if we look at that way, your karma in this lifetime is to really understand what goes on between the lines. You would be good with, put it this way, if there's a job to be done, give it to Shirley. You know, that would be it. The thing that you'd have to watch for yourself, Shirley, and you'd be learning this, is to do more for yourself, not just for other people. So that would be a slow kind of learning process for you in your life. So I'm just seeing where you are. You're in a 6 year. So pay attention to this. It's really important. In 2014, your birth path number of 7 lines up with the year, because in 2014, you'll be in a 7 year. When those two line up, as I said earlier with Casey, your relationship with the outside world changes. It means they could be a work change. It could be a move. It could be friendship changes. You know, it's just that you see yourself in the world differently. Now, what I'm going to do is just in tuning into you, Shirley, again, I want to say for you that you're just now learning how to really do for yourself, and but from the heart, like what feels good, what it's kind of like who you are. In a 6 year, you also want to find out about relationships. So when I put those feelings together, there's an authenticity that you're searching for in this year in relationships. So you would be really looking at the value of who's in your life, what value you bring to their lives. So there's a lot of analysis going on. A 6 year is also very social. If you have been going through a time where you've been a bit of a hermit, particularly in 2012, you know, you could have retreated a little bit from the world last year, and you're starting to come out. So very slowly, it's like to come out in the social confidence to begin to start connect better. And of course, Shirley just wrote in the chat, she goes, right on. Yes, and so I'm glad that you can relate to what I'm saying. So that feedback is good for me. So this is a good year. Next year, don't be surprised, though, if you're going to take, you know, bump this all up a step and be really clear about what kinds of people you want in your life and what you want to do with your life. It would not surprise me at all if you weren't really brushing up to get into a career change in the next year or two, and even to further the education, in education next year, but to specialize in 2015, 2016. There's only one other thing that just comes to my mind, Shirley, is to watch matters of the stomach, like little stomach things or nervousness. So, you know, you might want to watch that. I got to ask you this. Have you noticed anything around the center of your body, like the, have you been gaining a little bit of weight there? I know that sounds really kind of personal on air, but it could very well be that if you have any sugar cravings, you might want to look at something like insulin resistance, or you got to watch the blood sugar levels and make sure that it's, you know, that you got to watch your eating patterns perhaps. And I think because the body is going through a shift. This isn't a fearful thing that I'm telling you about. It's something that you can get on so that you understand what's going on with your body changes. So I hope that helps. So,
well, before we move on, I want to just say a couple of words too.
Yeah.
Shirley is one of my students.
Ah.
And
I didn't know.
One of the beautiful things about Shirley is she has really applied what she's learning and made some amazing changes, and that's one of the most beautiful things there are. So
Awesome.
You know, good. Keep up the good work.
That's fantastic. I didn't put two and two together that Shirley was the Shirley from the school. So that's good to know. Good. Well, I hope you get some benefit from that, Shirley, because it's a really encouraging energy that I feel in your life. And what a powerhouse for changes in the next couple of years. And, you know, especially at this age in life, it's like all, you know, things that you just aren't important anymore. So it really lightens the load. You know, we have different priorities, and you're going to really be a powerhouse. So Lori has her name and birth date up there, October 24, 1976. So that is a birth path of two. I'm October 25, by the way, Lori, so you're just a day ahead of me. Mind you, I'm a couple of decades before you. So, 1976. That was a pretty good year, actually. You are in a four-year, good change year. Good change year, Lori, for you. Being a birth path of two, you just went through it 2 years ago. You went through that where it lined up with the outside world, you would have had, Lori, you got a lot of stuff going on in your life right now. So I'm getting this big barrage of things. So let me just say, in that four year, it really needs to bring change to your life. It wants change. In the last 2 years, looking at new ways to bring changes, you need to feel rooted and grounded. So making sure that life is in order, that you feel safe and secure, and that you have a place to always come home to is really important. So there'd be a lot of, you feel this need anyhow to want to get your house in order. But you want to also break out. You want to get out and make those changes. I see a couple of things would have turned upside down in your life, Lori, but I don't feel it has anything to do with you. So this is going to be a bit of a test for you to see what belongs to you, what doesn't belong to you, when to get involved, when not to get involved. So I just want to say it's a learning curve, because you may want, it's like, people keep coming to you, Lori. I feel like there's so many other people's energies in and around your energy that you're really a good bright white light around you would be really helpful. So a good breathing exercise of breathing in white light through your body, around your body, is going to keep you grounded. I want to say also to, I think part of what I'm feeling in a bit of a low energy is that you might have a bit of a vitamin D deficiency. I know I'm really stepping out on the limb here. But during the winter, although you're kind of a winter baby, you should be fine about winter and diminished light. But this tells me that maybe you need to bump that up a little bit. So if you've been feeling a little bit tired, if you've been feeling a little bit under the weather, not depressed so much as just not quite the physical energy, I think it just could be, you know, get some nutrition or, you know, bump up the vitamin D. And please, by all means, check that with a naturopath, your doctor, whomever, if you've heard of muscle testing before, you know, get some other support and advice on that, because I'm just truly going by radar. So 2014 for you is very adventurous. Your confidence to get out there and be adventurous is like, wow, there's a few trips coming up, things that you've had to be putting off for a long time. You are going to be able to do that in 2014. So this is year to get everything in order, save some money, put a few pennies away, or, you know, $100 bills, whatever you can do, because you're going to want that for next year, a lot of adventure. So I hope that that also helps you. So were there other...
Okay, or Lori. Lori is a MCHS church member. with a great positive spirit and enthusiasm, which I really appreciate. Thank you, Lori, and also thank you for tuning into the show every week like you do. We really appreciate the support.
Yeah.
We had...
She's a Scorpio. Doug, she's a Scorpio. That's got a lot of good, powerful energy there. So we're a day apart in our birthdays. I won't forget Lori's birthday now.
Right. Well, there you have it. Okay, so just to reiterate, if you were recently joining us and you'd like a psychic reading, we have another few minutes to do these. We did have a caller on the line from area code 858. If you're listening and you want a reading, you are actually going to be up here very shortly. So call back in if you want. If you are joining us in the chat room and you want a reading, just put in your birth date, and that's all we need. We'll get to you just in the order that we're getting them. So
well, I have Dan's birthday here, December 1, 1964. Let's see. You're a six, Dan. Your birth path of six, and you are in a 1 year. You know, a 1 year always is a platform, a new beginning, a new start, good ideas. You know, it's a one is powerful, but depending again on what it's supported with, as a birth path of six, you're just naturally a great social guy. I mean, this is a guy who loves people, loves the world. And I happen to know a little bit about just Dan as a student of the school, and who's doing great, and he's always, you know, coming to the show and online. He's just a good support system for MCHS. But I don't know anything about really, the inner workings of Dan. So I just want to clarify for people, this isn't altogether cold in what I'm saying, but I don't know about Dan's numbers and such. So being very social, relationships are really important for you, Dan, and rebuilding relationships that may have been wounded in the past. Gee, that just kind of spilled out of my mouth. So I hope I'm not, again, stepping over, too personal of a line here. But things that might have been wounded or old relationships, there's a lot of healing going on this year. That's great stuff. Bonding with people in new ways and reestablishing yourself as, I want to say, more of a leader, stepping out more as a leader. And the next, I want to say, the next 5 years are life-changing for you, Dan. But it is going to take, I see, that full 5 years. So if you have a plan in motion, I say keep going with it. It may not be life-changing in this year or next year in the way that you might have hoped, but it's definitely taking its own path that takes you to places you hadn't realized. So you are really stepping into new territory for yourself, and you'll do better than even you could have wildly imagined. I get this feeling of three careers in your life, or even four for that matter, but changing, turning another page. But where I see, when I see your name in 5 years from now, I see that there's something in print with your name to it. You could very well have written a book. You could be promoting that book. You could be, I see you speaking to people. So all of the education that you're doing now, Dan, is going to take you places you couldn't have imagined. So all the power to you. This is, I'm seeing a lot of really good stuff. What I love about this year most for you, right in this year, is that there's lots of hearts, lots of healing, and it just warms you, just warms me to see it. So good for you. So I hope that's helpful.
Yes, Dan, what a great spirit, just gracious and so affable and supportive. Just great guy.
Yeah, I got a soft spot for Dan, too. I think Dan's just a all-around great guy. And having tuned into you now, Dan, it's like That's super. Like it's like, aw.
Yeah.
Yeah. Olga, because Olga posted her birthday a few minutes ago in the chat, Doug. I'd like to just give some attention. Your birth path of 9, Olga, you're in a 2-year. I have this sense that, again, for you, because your birth path and the year lined up a couple of years ago, 2 years ago, and it did take you into a new journey in your life, too. And it's very recent. This year is a follow-through. That's what I want to say, follow-through. And there's something about traveling coming up here that you're going to... I see you getting... it's like... I'm seeing a plane, but I also see a train. So a train pops in my head.
Planes, trains, and automobiles.
Yeah. Well, I guess you'd have to take the car to get there, so that would be good. But there's a certain amount of travel coming up. That's the first thing that hits me. I see you having to study. You're opening a book. Somebody's handing you a book with a blue cover, and you're having to read through this book before your presentation. Interesting. So there's a lot of getting things on the go. It's just sliding off my tongue here. So you're getting things moving, getting things going. Again, for you in a 3-year next year, that's where it starts to peak. It starts to really come together and manifest financially for you better in 2014. I see the very early part of 2014. I see little dollar signs. Can we be friends, Olga?
Big dollar signs.
Big dollar signs. So this is where it's everything that you're doing in this year is so worth it. It's going to pay off with the money too. But it's the sense of satisfaction that you got it done. I don't know, maybe there's some things that have been just taking too long. But it's getting done now. So some of the things that have been delayed moving forward, it's good. It's really positive. I love what I see in December, January, and February of 2014. Dollar signs. So I hope that's helpful too.
Yeah, Olga is a Reiki master, and she teaches our Reiki courses both at IMHS and at newageclass.com. And Olga is just a very sharp, bright person. I've gotten a lot of good feedback on her Reiki courses, and we're happy to have her.
You see, and Olga and I haven't spent much time together. We don't know each other, and I'd like us to change that, Olga, because, we ought to connect more often. So I'm glad to do a little reading for you.
All right, so we have one more in queue with Golden, July 1st, 1970.
Golden.
If I missed anybody, just put your birthday back in the chat.
Golden, there's a song about that, isn't there? Something? Golden, anyway, it's probably a 1960s song before this one, Golden, was born. Just had a song playing in my head, Doug.
I hate it when that happens, unless it's a good song.
I'd start to hum it, but realized that we're on air, live.
Yeah.
Okay, Golden, you're a birth path of 7, and you're in a 5-year. Now, five year, it can be a bit of a roller coaster. It can be a lot of fun because 5 likes to venture out. It doesn't like to feel trapped, I guess is really what that's about. You being that birth path of 7, that detail-driven kind of psyche and application to your life and setting very high standards for yourself and what you accomplish and how you achieve that. This year, you have to watch that you don't skip some of that detail, which would be uncharacteristic of you. But it would, that's what I'm saying. This year you just have to, I want to say, slow it down a little bit. And just watch that you're not on too much of a roller coaster. The downs could be really down, the highs can be really high. So try to balance it out and just understand that this is a cycle. It's just a phase. You're the kind of nature, the type of nature that likes to be around and does well to be around bright things like flowers and colors, and you like finer things. You like and if things aren't in that refined place, you can tend to feel a little bit oppressed or under the weather. And you have that high sensitivity, but really, really smart. So it's this year is a real challenge to keep things in balance and not to be too sensitive to the demands of others. So that's just that little bit of caution that I want to say. You unto yourself are fine the next couple of years. You're feeling this sense of change and urgency that you want to bring to your life, but you got to get through this year first and stay kind of, well, balance is the best word, but grounded too. So step out of your comfort zone, but always stay that with feet on the ground, and don't be affected too much by other people. So I hope that helps you. I know I really like to, I think I am telling you positive things. I'm just telling you that I'm just seeing a caution here. So, again, I do it because I hope it helps. So, if that makes sense to you. All right. Is that it then?
I think that's the last of the ones.
In the chat.
Yeah, mm-hmm. we had a caller, but they left us before we could get to them. So, anyway, some interesting stuff. And from what I know about some of the individuals you read for, you were pretty spot on. It was actually amazing.
Well, good, good. I'm glad. And, you know, it really is a privilege to connect with people at that soul level, because it really is at the soul level. It's at the spiritual level. And if we would understand our humanity together, we're always communicating with each other at these other higher levels. There are no secrets in the spirit world, you know, and all we have to do is open up and tune into it. Anybody can.
Yeah, and that's part of the psychic development, you know, to quiet the mind, breathe, and just listen. You know, just listen. One of the things I do to kind of get myself in that state, it may or may not work for those listening, but it might, so give it a shot. But let things settle, let the room settle, breathe a couple of deep breaths, you know, focus and listen. What do you hear? You know, identify all the sounds you hear. Let the room settle. Just take a few moments and let the room settle, let you settle, and just listen. And then observe. This is kind of a mindfulness meditation. Observe what your thoughts are, what's going by, almost as if you're a third party. Just watch the thoughts float by and listen and just feel what thoughts strike you, what impressions do you get, that kind of a thing.
Well, we are always connecting. We're always open. We are always receptive. It's just a matter of consciousness and opening consciousness. You know, I really believe if more people could understand that there are no secrets in the spirit world, we would begin to treat each other much more respectfully, much more with regard. You know, it's to have that regard for each other, but more importantly for ourselves, to respect ourselves and just be open, intuitive, expand our consciousness, but stay grounded into daily life. Daily life, you know, there's no point in learning stuff, Doug, if it doesn't, you know, make some sense here.
Yeah, that's true, you know, so good readings tonight, good show tonight. Now, next week, we're going to be talking about metaphysical news, so, you know, we try to pick some interesting stuff going on in metaphysics, and that's a wide field, too, so it'll be a little bit from different areas. And then the week after, we'll have Dr. Bradford Neil Ivey on talking about ufology and some of the cases he's worked on and some other of the more commonly known ones and his take on them. So please join us for that. Again, if you'd like to learn more about metaphysics, get your degree perhaps, visit metaphysicsinstitute.org. If you'd like to take a standalone certificate or certification course, visit uhclass.com. You can take courses there too. Trying to think of if leaving anything out here.
I think we got it covered. It's been fun tonight. Thanks to everybody for letting me into your lives a little bit and for joining us at MCHS. It really is a wonderful place to be with a great group of people. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and visit us at mchschurch.org if you'd like an alternate philosophy, spiritual philosophy that's human-centered. Until next week, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Have a great week, everyone. Good night.
Good night.